In this bulletin, South Australia enters day two of a six-day lockdown. China threatens to target Australia's human rights record, and a defeat for Sydney FC in the Asian Champions League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. South Australia is entering its second day of a harsh six-day lockdown after recording no new coronavirus cases. Authorities say there were 17 suspected cases and more infections are expected to be confirmed today. A cluster of cases in Adelaide's northwest has now reached 23. And Victoria has recorded another day of no new COVID-19 cases, but there is the possibility that there could end up being one case recorded. Victorian health authorities are reviewing what they have called a weak positive result from an initial test. An expert panel will conduct more tests to determine if it is a false positive or a historic infection. Meanwhile, data from stage 3 trials of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine shows it produces a strong immune response across all age groups. The data was reported last month and has been published in the medical journal The Lancet. Co-lead investigator at the Oxford Vaccine Group, Dr. Maheshi Ramasamy, says the results are encouraging, especially for older people who are most at risk.
Participants over the age of 70 have much less reactogenicity, seem to have lower side effects than people aged 18 to 55. The vaccine generates good antibody responses, including neutralizing antibody responses across all the different age groups. But what we need to do next is see whether or not this actually translates into protection from the disease itself.
Moving on to other news, and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the prosecution of alleged war crimes by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan is likely to take a long time. An investigation has found there is credible evidence Special Forces personnel murdered 39 people and tortured 2 prisoners. Mr. Dutton has told Channel 9 any potential prosecutions are likely to take quite some time.
These are very complicated investigations, the forensic elements, all of the information that needs to be collated from here, out of Afghanistan, speaking to witnesses, etc. And that will take some time.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor will fight any attempt to undermine or change Australia's superannuation arrangements. The compulsory super guarantee is legislated to be raised next year from 9.5% to 10%, with gradual increases each year until it grows to 12% in 2025. The federal government has released a review of Australia's retirement income system that has found many would benefit from wage rises now rather than putting more money into their super. Mr. Albanese says it appears the federal government wants to use that report to justify not increasing the super guarantee.
Our superannuation system provides $3 trillion, which has been an important ballast for our national economy during difficult times. And the federal government just don't seem to see that with their ideological obsession with attacking superannuation.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has not ruled out making changes, especially because of the economic impact of the pandemic.
That has had a major impact on employment, on wages, on the labour market more generally, as well as the economy. And so we need to make decisions based on the economic facts at the time.
China has condemned Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, the United States and Canada after being accused of trying to silence its critics in Hong Kong. The countries which form the Five Eyes Alliance have all criticised China for its new rules that disqualify elected legislators in Hong Kong. The alliance is urging China to reverse those rules. But China's foreign ministry says any attempt to pressure China over Hong Kong is doomed to fail. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian issued this warning.
No matter whether they have 5 eyes or 10 eyes, as long as they dare to harm China's sovereignty, security or development interests, they should be careful not to get their eyes poked out. We express our strong dissatisfaction and resolute opposition to all relevant countries' flagrant violations of international law and for making irresponsible remarks on Hong Kong's affairs that are China's internal affairs.
China has also threatened to target Australia's human rights record on Indigenous affairs and aged care. Let's go to football now, and Sydney FC have an uphill battle to make it out of the group stages in Asian Champions League clash after losing to Shanghai SIPG in Qatar. A brace from Li Shenglong secured Chinese giants Shanghai SIPG, whose side included Socceroos star Aaron Moy. A 2-1 win over the Sky Blues. The loss drops Sydney to the bottom of Group H, creating a lot of work for the A-League champions in their remaining three group matches if they are to finish in the top two and progress to the knockout stages. Let's see what the weather's doing for you across Australia today. In Perth, it's sunny and 26 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy, a top of 31. 21 in Melbourne, a little bit cloudy there as well. A bit of cloud about in Hobart too, also 21. Sunny in Canberra, 32 degrees. Mostly sunny and 28 in Wollongong, much the same in Sydney where it's 29. It's 33 degrees today in Newcastle where it's sunny as well. A couple of showers about in Cairns, 31, and sunny, 35 degrees in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, for more detailed analysis of the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.